through Isaiah, look at a couple of chapters, chapter 60 and 61. Children are dismissed already. Following last week, there's continuity to, you know, Scripture, and we're to stay in the context, in the vein of the body of truth, glean more, understand more, receive more. Last week we looked at, Jason pointed out the frustrations and the disappointments of sin, and how the last few chapters we covered last week were about, you know, the sinful state of the nation Israel. Your sin has separated you from me. It's not my fault. God proclaiming, my arm's not too short, nor is my ear heavy. It's not that I don't hear you. It's not that I can't touch you. It's not that I can't reach you. It's not that I can't help you. It's not that I can't heal you. It's your sin that's separating you from me. Spelling it out like it is. Saying it like it is. And he went on to say, you know, he's going to send forth his own right arm. You know, looking over the problem, bringing the solution, to send forth Jesus. Well, this morning in chapter 60, he, much like two Sundays ago, offers a couple imperatives. Arise, he says. Arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Going on to offer promises for their future. You know, not to forget, you know, they're in captive in Babylon. And Isaiah prophesying, you know, their glorious future. That's what this is about, you know, literally. It's about the kingdom age. It's about Israel's glorious future. And in it, there's a few things, you know, that are stated in chapter 60, you know, regarding their future. Verses 4 through 9, it's about their prosperity. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Verses 10 through 14, about what's going to happen in Jerusalem, the reconstruction. The walls will be rebuilt around Jerusalem. The sanctuary will be rebuilt. The temple going to be rebuilt in the kingdom age. Verse 17, it says, verse 13, his sanctuary, the place of his feet will be glorious. The Messiah, Jesus, in the sanctuary, in the temple. Going to be glorious reconstruction, prosperity restored, brought to the Israel, reconstruction of Israel. Then in verse 15 through 18, it talks about the improvement or the upgrades, glorious improvements. In verse 15, notice, whereas you have been forsaken and hated, from that state of being hated, he's going to turn around to joy. Eternal excellence, he calls it. Verse 17, the improvement. Instead of bronze, I will give you gold. He says, you know, it's going to be upgrade, improvement. It's not like today. You know, today you turn on the TV, send in your unwanted gold. You got gold laying around the house, send it in. You know, send it to 1-800, or call me at 1-800, I'll rip you off, you sucker. You know, I'll send me $400 of your gold, I'll send you $50. And then, you know, then the people say, hey, I sent in my gold, I bought a pack of cigarettes. Being ripped off, not like that, during the kingdom age, I will replace your bronze with gold. Not a greedy taking, a generous giving. For the promise and the future in the kingdom age. The improvement, the upgrades, glorious improvement. Verses 19 through 22 really speaks of their illumination, the glorious illumination. The Bible tells us in verse 20, the Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Glorious future. You know, the Lord himself, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says the Lamb is the light. Jesus. I don't think we understand or comprehend or, you know, wrap our minds around the scope of that truth. Jesus Christ is going to be our light eternally. Everlasting. There'll be no need for sunshine, light, daytime. Just Christ, his illumination, his glory, will be our light throughout eternity. It's based upon their glorious future of the kingdom age to come that these imperatives were given. Requirements, commandments. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Based upon what's up and coming. This double imperative. For them, it was based upon the future. And again, last week we looked at, you know, their state, sinful state, frustration of their sinful state. Look back at verse 9 of chapter 59. Describing in the midst of their state, therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in blackness, groping in the darkness. Sin is indicative of darkness, blackness. A man who chooses sin, to live in sin as a sinner and not accept Christ, will live in everlasting darkness, blackness. The Bible tells us their state, they looked for light, but there was none, just surrounded by darkness, sin. The darkness of the world. But here he's giving this commandment. Arise, shine. But they're looking for light. There's no light. The commandment to arise and shine. But there's no light in sin. There's no hope for the sinner. It's frustrating. Your sin has separated you from me, he says. But their future was based upon the one who was to come. That's not... You know, it's right here in context in chapter 59. Look in verse 20. The Redeemer will come to Zion, Christ. He's going to come. He's going to come to Israel. And to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord, he'll come to those who turn from their sin. It's declared in Scripture, prophesied 750 years before he was born. And they were called to arise and shine based upon the one who was to come. Israel, the direct interpretation and application is for the nation Israel. But for us, it applies dead on. You know, for us, the difference is, you know, this imperative to arise and shine is not based upon the Redeemer to come, but the one who's come, Christ. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Jesus has come. Our light is here. The Bible tells us. You know, even Jesus, you know, he said, I am the light. I'm the light of the world. He who follows in me will not be in darkness. He delivers us from darkness. That's what his ministry is, bringing us out of darkness, spiritual darkness, sin. And he's the light has come. How it applies to us is directly this morning. Our light is here. in spite of the darkness. If you read on in chapter 60 and verse 2, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you." Despite, in spite of the darkness that surrounds us, how dark this world is, how dark sin is, sin separates us from God. In spite of the darkness, He will shine, the Bible tells us. He'll deliver us from darkness. Look in, the Bible tells us that darkness, sin, is likened to blindness, the inability to see. It takes light to see. Last night we actually, coincidentally, had a blackout in Roseville. It didn't go to your side of town. It went to 11 Mile. Just all of a sudden, we're sitting in front of the TV, watching TV, and boom, complete darkness. I don't know what happened. My first thought was, let's call Gary. He works for DTE. He'll know. He'll tell us. Jason got on the phone and waited, we called the police station, and she says, "Are you calling about the blackout, the loss of power?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, we're not DTE." And Jason held on, and finally they said, "Yes, it's a blackout. It's affecting 1,400 Roseville customers, and it's scheduled to come back or restore in 5 to 7 in the morning or something." So it was dark, no light. I went outside, I thought, hey, I heard a generator cranking up. I thought it was coming over here, but it's coming through the air conditioner vent. It's actually our neighbor over there. So I just figured, hey, maybe someone outside knows what's going on. So I went outside, and I was, they congregate sometimes during the blackouts. So I went outside, and man, it was dark. It was pitch black. I could see a light on the other side of the freeway, but in our area, it was so dark without light, it's dark. I came back in. Roseanne said, "Did you see anything?" "Yeah, it's dark out there." It's dark. Another coincidentally, I just bought this power pack yesterday. Brought it in the house, plugged the light into it. We had a little bit of light. It's all we wanted. It's all we needed. When it comes down to it, I'd rather have light than television or radio. I want light. But he says that in spite of the darkness, in spite of the result of sin, blindness from sin, arise, shine, for your light has come. This injunction to get up, wake up, and shine. In a dark world, the light shines in darkness. The Bible tells us about Jesus that, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And it says that, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That word means overtake it or overcome it. In other words, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the light of the world, and He came, and His light is a greater force than darkness. He's stronger than darkness. That's what the Bible tells us, that grace is stronger than sin. Good is stronger than evil. Jesus is stronger than me in my sin. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Christ has come. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Paul, talking about darkness and sin and the contrast of light, said, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age is blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them in spite of the darkness. The light of the gospel shines. Then Paul goes on to say, for it is God that commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In spite of the darkness, we are to shine. He's brought light, illumination from the inside. He is our light. He's going to be our light eternally. And he's called us today in the interim to shine. Arise, shine, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, he says. The Bible tells us he's given us his Spirit and his Word inside of us. He's placed it in us. We have light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You know, let your light so shine. You know, we're to arise, get up, and shine. But what if I don't feel like getting up? You know, or shining. What if I don't want to shine today? You know, you've heard the story about the wife trying to wake up her husband because he was oversleeping. And she came in the room and he's sleeping. Honey, you have to get up. I don't want to get up. So she opens the curtains. You have to get up, honey. It's time to get up. We're running late. I don't want to get up. I want to sleep another half hour, 45 minutes. She says, but honey, it's Sunday. We have to go to church. I don't want to go to church. But you're the pastor, honey. You have to go to church. I don't want to get up. So often we don't want to get up. We don't want to shine. Even though we're called to rise and shine. Sometimes I don't feel like rising and shining. How do I shine if I'm struggling? You know, do we get up in the morning? You know, lights on. we don't do it that way. Turn the lights on. Illuminate. He turns the lights on. He's our light, our illuminator. But what if I have issues? He calls us to shine. You're the light of the world. What if I have issues? And I don't want to shine. I got some struggling with my own darkness. And it's got a hold of me to where it's putting out. You know, you ever try to fix a broken flashlight? I got a flashlight fetish. I love flashlights. And I've probably opened up and tried to fix 20 flashlights at least in my life. Probably 15 of them I bought at garage sales and they didn't work. I'd come home and do the same thing with every one of them. Open up, and I'd look at the contacts. I'd try to bend it to the batteries. It's got to be the contact. That's what's wrong. Put a little tinfoil in there. Try the batteries. Doesn't work. I'd throw it away. I don't think I ever fixed one. Broken flashlights. But we're called to shine, and sometimes issues inhibit us from shining. But it doesn't, you know, remove or cancel out, you know, his request. Arise, shine. You know, but if I'm struggling with issues, I don't feel like rising and shining. That's where Jesus comes in. You know, I don't get up in the morning and claim it. Claim the light. Lights on. I look to him. He has to turn the lights on. And if I'm struggling in sin or with an issue, he's the one that turns the lights on. He's the only one that can illuminate us. He is the light of the world. He's the only one that can fulfill the request for us to shine. It's interesting because in chapter 61 we read this morning, that's where Jesus comes in. He comes in to those that are broken, that are struggling, that have issues, that need help, that needs his touch. In verse 1:61, he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He brings healing. The Bible says that his ministry is to proclaim liberty to the captives. He brings healing, heals the brokenhearted. You know, if you're from a broken home, that could be an issue you're struggling with. If you have wounds in your heart, deep wounds, pain, if you're struggling in sin, bitter, cut off, anger, that's why he came. He's the one that turns the lights on. He's the one that heals the brokenhearted. He's the one that personally ministers healing to our soul, to our innards, to our psyche. He's the one, not our inner child. It's Christ, his touch, his anointing, His Spirit. The Bible tells us of His ministry, that He heals the brokenhearted, wounds from the past. He heals the damage that sin can bring and brings and causes. Healing is how He ministers help. Freedom He ministers. If I struggle, if I'm a repeat offender in a bondage of a sin, if I'm captive in a bondage of sin, and it's over and over and repetitive throughout my life, the Bible tells us that He frees the captives. That's who He is. That's what He does. Christ. He ministers healing. He brings forth freedom. That's who Jesus is. That's who we come before today. That's the light has come to enlighten us. That's the touch that brings forth healing and freedom. Setting the captives free. Notice He says He proclaims liberty. The Bible says in another place that He sent forth His word and it brought forth healing. His words from His lips. God becoming flesh. His word, the scripture, bringing forth freedom to those who are bound in sin or vice. Sin brings bondage. Sin brings darkness. A bondage, a habit, a vice can keep you in darkness, could restrict you from shining. Arise, shine, the light has come. It's not only maybe I don't feel like shining, in my own volition, maybe there's something in my life that's keeping me from shining. Maybe it's restricting Christ from shining in me. And that's what He does. He ministers a healing touch, bring forth healing. He ministers freedom to set those free or in bondage of sin. He comforts, brings forth comfort. You're hurting, need some consolation. Notice in verse 2 at the end, He says He comforts all who mourn because sin brings forth grief. Sin brings forth darkness. Sin brings forth pain. Sin brings forth bondage. And He delivers. He frees. He heals. He touches. Notice, He comforts all who mourn. The scripture, the promise in the kingdom age to those that Israel in the kingdom age, or us in our future, is that, you know, He's our everlasting light. And that forever there'll be no more mourning. Comforts all that mourn. See, we can, by faith, contact His Spirit. We can interact with Him today. We can have the benefits or be touched by His ministry. The light has come. Arise, shine. This morning, today, we can experience His freedom, His healing, His comfort, His deliverance. In verse 3, goes on about His ministry to console those who mourn. That word console means to bind up their wounds. We come to Christ. The Bible tells us that all who were brought to Him, He healed. Every one of them. Come to Him. That's the key. Come to Him with your darkness, your sin, your hurt, your pain, your brokenness. And He will deliver. He's got the power. He's got the goods. I plugged in that light the other day, or last night, into that little battery power pack that I bought from Harbor Freight. And it only lasted like 10 minutes, 12 minutes. And the buzzer started going off, bzzz, running out of power. Didn't have the power. We need the power to bring forth the light. That's the difference. You know, Christ is everlasting light. He doesn't run out of power. Plug into Him. He's, you know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, I got the truck. My heater in the back doesn't work. And I'm cheapskate. What's the cheapest way to stay warm in the winter without turning the motor on and burning up all that diesel for hours on end while I'm sleeping? I know, I'll go to Harbor Freight, buy a little power pack. And then I can plug in like a little 12-volt heater. I thought it was going to work. So last night I plugged in the light. It's not going to last. It won't work. We can generate our own power, our own light, but it ain't Him. It ain't His light. I like that song by Malcolm Wilde. you know, I got myself some wisdom from a leatherback book, but I got myself a Savior when I took a second look deeper. To come to Him with our pain, the innards, and truth. Arise, shine. How can I shine when I don't feel like shining? It doesn't say anything if you don't feel like it. It makes no difference if you feel like it or not. It's not about our feelings. It's about a spiritual reality that Christ is the light of the world, that we're to contact and be delivered from and to interact with and to live in the freedom of. He draws us. He heals us. He assists us, alongside to assist, to bless, to empower, to deliver, to bind up the wounds. I like that scripture in verse 3. He'll give you beauty for ashes. Talk about how in the kingdom age, you know, you bring forth your bronze and I'll give you gold. You know, it's an upgrade, total improvement, a glorious upgrade. A life with Christ. We bring Him our ashes, ourselves, our sin, who we are in truth. That's the part, you know, that we fall short of. Coming to Him. Really, honestly, opening our heart to Him. I need You, Lord. And coming to grips with that reality. I need Him. You know, that's what the Bible tells us. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Or He came to preach good tidings to the poor. Poor in ourselves, not enriched in ourselves. That's who He ministers to. The ones that need Him. Acknowledge that truth. Come to Him for healing, for freedom, for comfort, the exchange, the glorious improvement, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, O Lord, pour it on me, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, deliverance, uplifting, freedom from the negative oppression that surrounds us. Christ, the life of Christ, the ministry of Christ for us today. So, the injunction, arise and shine. I think they got a hold of that, the newsboys. You know, shine, let them, how's it go, shine? Let them wonder what you got. Let them, how's it, the next, let them wish that they were not or something. We're called to arise. So let's stand. And shine. For the light has come. We're to plug in. Lord, acknowledge our need. Turn to Him. Call upon Him. He knows us. Every one of us. He knows our need. Our help. Our need for help. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Or bring my issue to Him. If I'm struggling with issues. And Lord, cause me to realize my need, how poor I am in truth, in myself, in my own resources, in my own strength, how much I need Your power, Your touch, Your light, Your spirit. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for Your word, the glorious plan for the future, the kingdom age, where You will bring forth prosperity and reconstruction, making the place of Your feet glorious gold. Lord, we thank You for the promises that You have of the future that's laid up for Israel, laid up for us. And to come to You, Lord, our everlasting light. And Lord, we do turn to You this morning. We ask that You would shine Your light upon us, in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our understanding. He who commanded light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts, giving the light of the knowledge of the glory, glorious gospel in the face of Jesus Christ, Lord, the truth. Turn the lights on. Cause us to respond, to come to You with our heart, the truth of our life. Show us the truth, our need for You, our need for your ministry, your comfort that only you can bring, your touch, exchange beauty for ashes, upgrade improvement, glorious improvement, enriching our soul, prospering us spiritually. We need you, Lord. We turn to you. We ask that you would have your way and cause us, Lord, to be smart enough to come to you and open our heart to you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you for your word, for our future, that the light is here, the light has come. And Lord, cause us to rise up and shine for you, for your plan, for your purpose in our circulation. In Jesus' name, amen. Arise and shine, for the light has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I tell you what, if we really understood and comprehended the truth and the scope of what he's doing in us and what lays ahead for us, we'd explode. May the Lord be with you. As Peter said, that the Spirit rests upon you. The Spirit of glory rests upon you. May his hand be upon your life. May he fill you with his love and his mercy and his goodness and kindness, comfort, consolation, repair, reconstruct the innards, the hurt, the past. Bring forth beauty, light for his plan, for his purpose today. Lord, do your work, Lord. Move. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.